The sound was kind of tough. Were you able to hear that? Okay, that was a scene from West Wing. The president, Jeb Bartlett, came in the room and then saw the lady sitting there who happened to be a talk show host. And he kept getting disturbed in his mind, and she's sitting down, not standing up. And then he starts railing on her and said, "Hey, you know, in fact, I have the letter that this particular scene was based on, so let me go ahead and read it to you." So the writers of the West Wing didn't invent that. It actually was based on a letter that was actually written, an open letter written to talk show host Dr. Laura, who is a conservative talk show host, and who went on the air and happened to actually say, according to the Bible, homosexuality is an abomination. And so that's what the president there was quoting, and then started doing his monologue, which is a takeoff of this letter. The writers of the West Wing admitted that, you know, this is where they took it from. So I'll read you this letter. It's something similar to what he said. But after that, Dr. Laura got censured in Canada, and someone wrote an open letter to her saying, "Dear Dr. Laura, thank you for doing so much to educate people regarding God's law. I've learned a great deal from you, and I try to share that knowledge with as many people as I can. When someone tries to defend homosexuality, for example, I will simply remind him or her that Leviticus 18:22 clearly states it to be an abomination. End of debate. I do need some advice from you, however, regarding some of the other laws in Leviticus and Exodus and how to best follow them. Number one, when I burn a bull on the altar as a sacrifice, I know it creates a pleasing odor for the Lord, Leviticus 1:9. The problem is my neighbors. They claim the odor is not pleasing to them. How should I deal with this? Number two, I would like to sell my daughter into slavery, as stated in Exodus 21:7. Now, in this day and age, what do you think would be a fair price for her? Number three, I know that I'm allowed no contact with a woman while she is in her period of menstrual uncleanliness, Leviticus 15:19-24. The problem is, how can I tell? I've tried asking, but most women take offense. Number four, Leviticus 25:44 states that I may buy slaves from the nations that are around us. A friend of mine claims that this applies to Mexicans, but not to Canadians. Can you clarify? Number five, I have a neighbor who insists on working on the Sabbath. Exodus 35:2 clearly states that he should be put to death. Am I morally obligated to kill him myself? Number six, a friend of mine says that even though eating shellfish is an abomination, Leviticus 10:10, it is a lesser abomination than homosexuality. I don't agree. Can you settle this? Number seven, Leviticus 20:20 states that I may not approach the altar of God if I have a defect in my sight. Well, I have to admit that I wear reading glasses. Does my vision have to be 20/20, or is there some wiggle room here? Now, I know you have studied these things extensively, so I am confident you can help. Thank you again for reminding us that God's word is eternal and unchanging." That's essentially what the president was asking very abusively and abrasively to the radio show host there. I want you to get in your small groups. Just for a few minutes, I want you to be on the ball here, and I want you to discuss your thoughts, your reactions, and how you might respond to these points within your small group. So go ahead and do that now and work quickly.